This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it. Tragically, over the course of the past year, made so difficult because of COVID-19, we have seen political violence spiral out of control. We have seen too many riots, too many mobs, too many acts of intimidation and destruction. It must stop. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement. I have directed federal agencies to use all necessary resources to maintain order. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident. Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. I want to thank the hundreds of millions of incredible American citizens who have responded to this moment with calm, moderation, and grace. We will get through this challenge just like we always do. I also want to say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong and they are dangerous. What is needed now is for us to listen to one another, not to silence one another. All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose. We must focus on advancing the interests of the whole nation, delivering the miracle vaccines, defeating the pandemic, rebuilding the economy, protecting our national security, and upholding.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalist. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's app store with 1.5 million downloads on Saturday alone.
We are competing with other platforms who have decided that they want to surveil the people on their platform 24/7 without any particularized suspicion. And, you know, on the one hand, people don't like to live in the world of Orwell's 1984. And then on the other hand, a lot of people seem to want to pressure social media to do more to moderate, as they call it, content on their platforms. But that would require 24-hour surveillance. So we don't think that that is consistent with the principles of America.
This, they could destroy anybody. If they did this to any app, any company, it would completely destroy them. And we're going to try our best, you know, to get back online as quickly as possible. But we're having a lot of trouble because every vendor we talk to, you know, says they won't work with us, because if Apple doesn't approve and Google doesn't approve, you know, they won't.
The internet is on fire as the global big tech cartel announces an iron grip on speech, and that they will shut down anyone and everyone that does not submit to their tyranny, and that any company trying to form competition will be shut down by the telecoms working with big tech. This is beyond monopoly. This is beyond cartel behavior. This is organized mass racketeering. Completely illegal, completely naked.
Republicans have no way to communicate. If it doesn't even matter if you're Republican or conservative. If you don't want to be regulated by left-wingers that are at Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, where you get shadow banned, nobody gets to see you, nobody gets to see you, they get to decide what's violent or not violent, it's preposterous. So I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now, or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack on not only a company, but on all of those like us, like me, like you, Maria. I have 3 million followers on Parler. Tonight, I will no longer be able to communicate with those people.
But they've already been censoring Senate hearings proving election fraud several weeks ago, so why not?
On August 3rd, 2020, after a rushed special session, Nevada legislators made drastic changes to the state's election law by adopting a bill known as AB4. The vulnerabilities of this statute were obvious. It provided for universal mail voting without sufficient safeguards to authenticate voters or ensure the fundamental requirement that only one ballot was sent to each legally qualified voter.
The globalists were beta testing and building this and micro testing it in authoritarian dictatorships, fascist, communist systems, very poor areas of the world, prisons, mental institutions, and then in academic institutions, colleges. But now they're externalizing their total authoritarian control grid into everything. So they're going from beta. The Nazis were beta from 1933 to 1940. And then, you know, for 5 years, they were operational and things were really bad. So I knew everything that was coming because they were building it. They were spending hundreds of billions of dollars preparing it. But it's one thing to know they're going to do it and warn you. It's another thing that once you hit operational, and now we've gone over operational, it just implodes. You just drop off the edge of the cliff.
What the hell are you doing to this woman? You are breaking your own laws, your own constitution. What are you doing? What are four women doing?
You've got to choose your side.
Or use the rocket analogy, you're now going straight up. Because they load the rocket, they put the fuel in it, they prepare it, they've got the avionics, they've got the gyros, they've got the directional systems. And then they hit the countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, primary ignition, blast off. So it's blast off, baby. Coming to a head very, very quickly. We are witnessing a globalist purge against America as they install their puppet dictator, Joe Biden. They plan to then bring us into a total depression. We are designed to never come out of. They have launched official Bolshevik training. In fact, I didn't see it in my stack. Please print me Infowars.com, the latest, where they are now officially teaching first graders about radical race theory that whites are inherently bad. This is literal Hitler training, just in the reverse. And Chinese Americans are freaking out because they go, we fled China. This is Mao. This is bad. I've been here since very early this morning. I've been doing a lot of research. And then we had the FBI contact us just about 30 minutes ago. And then I found out why Roger Stone is in hiding. It was worse than we thought. Somebody came to his house and then waited for his wife, who's handicapped and hearing impaired, and beat her up. So she's been in the hospital. And they also sent somebody to Laura Loomer's house to try to kidnap her. So this is the Bolshevik takeover. Everybody just needs to understand that. You need to know that. And they are actively trying to say that we masterminded the attack at the Capitol with the U.S. military. So that's the line they're going with now. unbelievable. The headline on Infowars.com is confirmed. January 6th Capitol attack was Reichstag 2.0. If you don't know about the Reichstag attack, we're going to be covering that when we come back. Because right in that printer, snuggled in that warm printer, is the little printout where I'm going to read you about what happened in the Reichstag attack. But that's what this is. This is a Reichstag attack. It happened right when Hitler got elected. He was very unpopular. They thought he'd stolen the election. And he firebombed that bitch. And they found Marinus van der Lubbe, a mentally retarded man, and said that he firebombed it for the communists. So this is how this works. The left is now doing this to the right. Even the Nazis were National Socialists. So that's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you notice everything I've told you is now mainstream news. Everything I've told you is now mainstream news. This was not Trump's speech, and he ordered people to go down there and do this. Before he even spoke and said, be peaceful, which they don't show you because he's blackballed. They even banned his speeches on his YouTube channel because you can actually go see what he said. So that's the key to censorship. They don't just silence you. They then can lie about you. They're now going, oh, my gosh, investigators, FBI believes it was led by a sophisticated group. Really? Like the Southern Poverty Law Center? Really? Oh, now they're saying the Capitol Police were aiding the right-wingers. Bull crap. Bull crap. They ordered the hires up to stand down after the police were attacked by Antifa and others for hours. Once they got their footage, they ordered the police to open the gates.
The people came in so they could be set up. We have it now. And the Capitol Police were not involved, nor was the commander that committed suicide who was ordered to do it. If you think he really committed suicide, I got a bridge I'm willing to sell you, called the Brooklyn Bridge. So it's all coming up as everything converges. In fact, I'm not scared at all. I'm very honored. I'm a patriot. I'm an American. And I've not disgraced my ancestors that were incredible Americans and Texans. And we're in the middle of this fight now. And they committed the crimes. They tricked the crowd. They yelled fire in the theater. They caused the stampede. They used and programmed the Q-tards. They had the Antifa operatives detonate the operation. And you guys did it. The deep state, the same ones that protect Epstein, the same ones that destroy our borders, the same ones that let child molesters go, the same ones. It's on them. It's on you and your little Hitler operation. That's why they had their people trying to burn it down, but nobody would, or it would have been the Reichstag for real if those pipe bombs went off. But they didn't. God is with us. Now's the time to be praying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWars.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February 27th, 1933.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That was the date. February 27th, 1933. Adolf Alois Hitler had narrowly won the presidency of Germany. But von Hindenburg was not stepping down as the chancellor, the most powerful position in the Weimar Republic, in the twilight of its days before the rise of the leader, or the Führer. But days after the election that Hitler won by a very slight margin, firebombs hit the capital and was blamed on his enemies, the communists. And now the old Jacobins are turning around and doing it to America. Here's the headline for the live show. Breaking: January 6th Capitol attack was deep state orchestrated. Reichstag fire 2.0. Now, you notice that we are 8 days after this happened. I was there, but I took my time doing my research. I saw the paramilitary groups. Oh, and General McInerney of the Air Force, three-star general or whatever, says, oh, special operations was there. Look, those are obviously special operations. Yeah. And now the left was going to try to impeach and then have Trump remove the Senate, but that all fell apart because the House is just an indictment. Constitution says once Trump's out of office, they can't have the trial. They don't have time. So now they instantly go from, oh, Trump did it and made his supporters do it, to, oh, wait, all these paramilitary people were seen going in, not just Antifa, with the earpieces and in shape and working in unison. Oh, it's Alex Jones's security team. They're behind it all. The FBI called us this morning. Yes, oh, we orchestrated everything. I mean, wow, we've really got them now. The idea that they know, everybody knows paramilitary went in there, and they're trying to blame the Capitol Police. That's CNN, Associated Press. The Capitol Police, the Democrats are saying, orchestrated this with InfoWars to try to get Pelosi arrested. They run their deep state Q-op. They've got real soldiers go in, make sure the security drops. It's meant to be blamed on Trump, but then people got video of it also. It's coming out. So you turn around. I have the articles, and you blame the Capitol Police, folks. The Capitol Police are just like regular cops. They're all following the rules. They all take orders. They do a good job. They're nice people. A bunch of them are listeners. Do you think they were involved in a mass conspiracy with InfoWars? No. Man, wow, I've hit Twilight Zone, Twilight Zone. Like, if in the world of Twilight Zone, if for something to be even weirder, like, imagine what people in Twilight Zone, when they watch the Twilight Zone, it must be even weirder. We're like in the Twilight Zone of the Twilight Zone. Yeah, we'd like you to come in and talk about your people in the military have quite distinguished records that work there, and you notice this and that. Yeah, we're willing to just know about what you know about what happened in there. Wow! Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Because we're the ones saying on air, paramilitary, not just regular soldiers. I've seen the look, all of it. They're trying to look non-conspicuous. They stick out like sore thumbs. And then that idiot McInerney is up there like, that's the Q force. They're in there getting the Pelosi, the laptop. They were in there running it. They were in there bringing the weapons. They were in there staging it. They tried to get the Q-tards up to actually try to kidnap some of the members of Congress, but it didn't work. That's why they had retired officers from Texas and Tennessee that got arrested but with zip ties, who were honorably discharged, who believed they were there to actually save America. Watch the movie Arlington Road, how they set up Jeff Bridges at the end. That's exactly how they run these ops. They actually did that with McVeigh. He didn't want the bombing to happen, so they drug him up and set him up for it, said, we'll kill your family if you don't take the blame. And they all had useful idiots with them, Antifa and other groups, the Boogaloos. But see, they don't want the Boogaloos busted. No, because that leads back to the FBI and the CIA. And he should part. No, oh no, it's in the news. It's the Capitol Police. Why, they wonder why the Capitol Police gave tours and gave people maps. They hand them out at the front. Oh, look, these congressmen gave a tour to Ali Alexander and this former federal prosecutor, this woman that just got elected. She saw them with Alexander, and she wants them all arrested. She saw, and then they put a photo out in the Daily Mail of me at the Georgia Capitol going, and it shows us doing a group photo with my head security guy trying to tell the crowd how to have a nice group photo, brought to the Capitol by the state rep, all peaceful, all nice, how we do it. And that's like, look at the proof of them casing the U.S. Capitol. Are these the men behind the pipe bombs? And the weird fetishizing tyranny leftists are just on Twitter, just arrest Jones, get him. So I guess I'm the new Richard Jewell. I mean, that's where this is going, folks. I went and tried to stop it. I went and got there as it already kicked off and tried to get on their main PA system that I knew they had to say, get on the PA. Put me on the PA. I'll tell them, get out of here. We've been set up. Don't be part of this. Leave the Capitol now. Every one of them would have done what I told them. Every person in there knows my voice. I said, it's very distinctive. Get me on the PA now. They didn't listen to me because they were paralyzed because their boss had been ordered to stand down. And he's dead now, so we can't talk to him. He got shot. So again, I'm going to tell you right now, this is Reichstag, 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 Reichstag 2.0. Period. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. This is the real world. You cannot make this up. And Roger Stone, a man ran over his wife, and she got back up, and he knocked her over again, and she has major, and then he knocked her over again. And so Roger now is going into hiding. This isn't a joke. His wife is in the hospital to have emergency surgery because a man beat his wife up. Just randomly in their little condo area, nobody's around. She's walking the dog. A dude pulls up on a bike and starts knocking him over. She gets up. He knocks her over repeatedly. That's the left for you, folks. That's where we are right now, is beating up 75-year-old or whatever. She's older than Roger. Look how old his wife is. Still looks great for 70-something years old. My God. His daughter's not bad looking either. I mean, that, like, God made beautiful women. I'm not hitting on them. I'm married. I'm saying nice ladies. And this is just out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely out of control. Let me tell you, you beat my wife up, you're going to get your head removed. But notice Roger wasn't there when they beat his wife up. So that's where we are right now. And I told you, I said, I saw professional-looking military people running this. I told you. With Antifa. And now they're like, oh yeah, there was a secret group with the Capitol Police. Give me a break. They were working for the globalists. They stood the game. They ordered the stand down. Capitol Police were set up in this. They didn't do anything. Now they killed the deputy that was in charge. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in
D.C. with a million peaceful people. And I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it. So the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
My dad's grandmother lived 103. Her name was Moon Jones.
Live forever.
Pretty wild.
Grave digger.
That when you old Comanche blood's pretty wild.
Could you make it shallow?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide. John Rappaport has been in this game a long time, kind of the Obi-Wan Kenobi of investigative journalist. I was watching this guy 30 years ago before I even got on air. He had major films out, interviews, you name it. And he was an investigative researcher for the biggest news programs in the country, back when those news programs actually did real investigative reports. You remember those. And I saw him yesterday when he was doing the fourth hour, and it just, he blew it away the way he described the psyops, how they're trying to cause these uprisings this weekend.
It's the modern Reichstag 2.0, but it didn't go off like they wanted last Wednesday. So now they want the really big event. So they've gone and beaten up Roger Stone's wife when she was walking the dog. She's in the hospital. Beat the hell out of her. And she's got to have surgery. And they had the FBI call us and say, yeah, we want you to comment for questioning about running the attack on the Capitol. Because now the official story is it was coordinated. First it was Trump's speech caused it, but now we know that before. We know who did it. Antifa with some paramilitary groups all together, which you're going to turn out are going to be feds with idiots, they provocateur to be part of it. The Q people. And so I'm just very honored. People ask, how am I taking this? I feel great, man. I'm a patriot. I'm a good father. I've told the truth. I love America. And that the fact that this global enemy, controlled by the communist Chinese, wants to pin this on me and wants to, and has to beat Roger Stone's wife up. I mean, that's who you are? Fine. God is on our side, and you have God to deal with. And so, and I know the average person in the bureaucracy is not our enemy. They're saying the Capitol Police, I have the articles right here, are being investigated for aiding and abetting because they gave some of the Stop the Steal people tours. They're supposed to with congressmen. You think we went? You think we ran that? That's ridiculous. So that's what they're trying right now. And now saying, oh, it's a coordinated attack of the right wing because they now know we know. This is Reichstag 2.0, Reichstag fire. The Reichstag fire, German fire, was a arson attack on the Reichstag government building, the Capitol, home of the German parliament in Berlin on Monday, the 27th, February 1933, precisely 4 weeks after Adolf Hitler was sworn in as Chancellor of Germany. Hitler's government stated that, and it goes on, Marinus van der Lubbe and all the rest of it. So Hitler first only got elected president. It wasn't enough. And then there was people were fighting over him trying to become the Führer and have the former head of the Weimar Republic step down. And so they had to stage this event. That came out in the Nuremberg trials. So here we are, Reichstag 2.0, an incredible time to be alive. And John Rappaport's here with us to kind of recap what he said yesterday and give us the latest developments. What do you make? What do you make of this insanity right now, John?
Hi, Alex. Well, as I described yesterday, this is a typical intelligence agency operation. Look, the brutal lockdowns all over the world, the COVID lockdowns, are meant, as we've been saying, to destroy economies, destroy hundreds of millions of lives, bring people to their knees, and so on and so forth. So now, because of how they're characterizing the Capitol break-in on January 6th, they're now saying, well, that equals any kind of protest that, quote, these people are going to try against COVID, against the lockdowns, against masks, against the restrictions. It's all the same thing, folks. It's a giant psyop equals sign planted in the public mind to make the public believe that, hey, these 150 business owners that were just driven into bankruptcy and are gathering near some governor's office to protest the lockdowns and the destruction of the economy. No. They're really, you see, the insurrectionists, the same insurrectionists as broke into the Capitol on January 6th, and they're revolutionaries that are very, very dangerous, and they all have to be arrested.
So this is used to put us into a national emergency, which they're now basically announcing.
Absolutely. It's, again, this equals that equals this equals that. It's just, we've got to lock down everything. And they're announcing it, that they're raising the levels of the lockdowns. It's worse than ever with the fake case numbers and all of that that we've described over and over again. But they know that the population is being driven closer and closer to the wall of destitution, no money, no resources, no anything. It's like having a dry, tender forest in the middle of the summer.
And do me a favor. Let's pull back to the 35,000 foot. This is all the Great Reset. Spend a few minutes on that. This is all meant to happen. I mean, they've dialed all this up.
Oh, yeah, of course. They dialed it up a long time ago. They had to dial it up a long time ago. You don't just do this off the shelf in, 6 months. It's like We drive the economies into total dissolution, destroy hundreds of millions of lives, put people in a completely suicidal state, and then we move in and we say, we're here to rescue you. We didn't do this. We're here to rescue you. Currency reset. You're now on the dole. Everybody's going to be saved.
Federal Reserve just announced universal basic income.
Exactly. Just enough to survive as long as you behave, as long as you do everything we tell you to do. Otherwise, the checks don't come in. You know, Chinese communist model. This is the whole, it's the China model from the beginning. That was the plan. Currency reset, technocracy moving in. I recently read a fantastic article in The Atlantic about the details. The devil is always in the details of the staggering system of surveillance that China is bringing in their own country and exporting to other countries. They are intent by 2030 on being able to cover in real time in China every inch of square space, indoors and outdoors, in the entire country.
Well, the quote by the government official that runs the AI social credit score is, if you don't do what we want, you will not be able to take one half step outside your house.
Right, exactly. How could you? You won't have any money. You won't have any access to your bank account. What's this latest thing from Kurt Schilling? All of a sudden, just because he's a Trump supporter, he's a hero baseball player and so on and so forth, he says that AIG just cut off his insurance policies.
And it just did it to a bunch of mainline conservative talk show hosts. Notice they've moved on past Alex Jones. They're now hitting mainline conservatives that have done nothing to show, turn to us. They're hitting them because they think they're weak.
Absolutely. And they're saying, if you issue one word about stolen election or election fraud from this point on, you're fired. You're off the network. Cumulus Network basically said that gigantic network. You know, so they're just trying to shut down.
And remember, Democrats challenged elections. Everybody's supposed to be able to challenge elections. But now YouTube has officially said, if you challenge it, you'll be banned. Facebook has to. So the very group saying challenge elections says, but if it's for Trump or a Republican, you can't. This is total authoritarianism.
Total authoritarianism. And on top of that, if you challenge the election, well, you're really an insurrectionist. You want to overthrow the government. You're a revolutionary. You should be, punished, put in jail, prosecuted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are the themes they play to equate in the mind. Oh, this guy's on the major radio station. He's talking still about the stolen election. Well, he must be just like the people who broke into the Capitol on January 6th. He's an insurrectionist. He's a criminal. He should be cut off. He should be prosecuted. He should never get a job again. His bank account should be closed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
John Rapoport, stay there. NoMoreFakeNews.com. We'll come right back and get your take on what we should do, how we should fight back. I really respect you. We'll get the smart people we know. That's who our guests are, the smart people out there. We're going to cover it all on the other side. Let me tell you, though, folks, rolling over to this is not the way to get out of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting worldwide. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but we need funding to operate, and we got great products. And it could be the last time you can get an InfoWars t-shirt. It could be the last time you've got storable food ready to ship to you. 2020 prices in tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, all of it. Pollen Block back in stock, X2 back in stock, Supermel Vitality back in stock. 50% off. All those specials have to end next week. And people ask, how are you handling this, Jones? I've been steadfast. I've been a good guy. The weirdest thing is, I just have anxiety about I better do a good job to fight this and stop it. And so at least we woke up a lot of the public. But it's here now. I was talking to Rappaport, investigative journalist, during the break. And he said, yeah, it's here. I mean, it's on. And the whole thing at the Capitol, the provocateur, desperate action, like their Russiagate, like their Ukrainegate, it is falling apart. They're, now I have CNN. They're investigating the Capitol Police. That they staged the attack because they stood down. They killed the head cop. They ordered to stand down. Now they say the Capitol Police let this happen because they're not going to say Trump incited it now. There's a criminal terrorist conspiracy, Rappaport. But then we look at the video. It's guys with earpieces. Obviously professional, not us. Did they hire a mercenary group? I don't know. But the idea that I did it is insane. You're a smart guy, a thin slicer. What do you make of what's happening right now?
Yeah, I mean, you were there, Alex. But to me, it looks like one of these mix and match operations. You had Antifa posing as Trumpers. You had paid infiltrators, sort of like intelligence agency types. You had the Capitol Police standing down. You had, you know, it was like, here's the open door. We want this break-in. It has to happen because we got it on the drawing board and we're going to capitalized on the Capitol break-in and turned it into an incredible, wall-to-wall thing that we cover every day on and on and on. And we're going to suck more and more people into it and accuse them of being, you know, complete criminals and so on and so forth. I mean, you guys ran the story, and I did it too, on this 1983, you know, bomb in the Capitol set off by this all-female group called M19 with Susan Rosenberg, who turns up all these years later on the board of Thousand Currents, that is the funding group for Black Lives Matter. Oh, wow. You know, and then Thousand Currents removes the list of the board of directors from their website, tries to scrub it out as if, no. I mean, these things are years and years and years into planning. This wasn't like the day before somebody said, hey, I got an idea. Let's have a Capitol break-in, and we can parlay this into destroying all Trumpers.
But it definitely disintegrated very, very quickly. And now I know, probably Kushner brought this to Trump. It was his idea for the 6th. We're told, I'm sure, we'll help the president. We'll have peaceful rallies. And the whole thing was to set Trump up, but it didn't work. And then they wanted me to lead it. I mean, give me it. And then Roger had a bad feeling. He didn't take part in it. Wow, this is crazy, brother.
And then they were going to blame the whole thing on you. Right?
Oh, they've got the FBI called, wants us to come in right now. The FBI is saying, did you lead this?
After the Wall Street Journal retracted it.
Well, that's why they're so upset. And I just can't believe how criminal these people are. I mean, why the hell would I want, when I have nothing but peaceful rallies all my life, to like go storm the Capitol and look like an idiot and go to prison? Why would Trump want that? The idea that we have a motive is ridiculous. It's like saying I have a motive to chop my penis off.
Yeah, it's like we want to commit suicide, so this is the way we've chosen, I don't mean necessarily physical suicide, but
cultural, political,
suicide.
Exactly. No, I want to win. Yeah. I want my country back. I don't want to be an idiot. I'm not a jihadi.
Exactly. The idea is to win. The idea is to overcome the evil forces, not to do something so incredibly insane that it just destroys the whole, you know, the whole
campaign. So what is your prediction? Because obviously a lot of America's pissed. They saw the left burning things. Some people are being manipulated by this Q operation. They're planning truck bomb shootings this weekend. I know they are. We have the intel in the next week. You can just see it written on the wall, Oklahoma City 2.0, Reichstag 2.0. What do you think is coming up this weekend in the next week?
I'm beginning to believe that because of what you're exposing here and what a few other people are exposing, that they're now thinking that maybe this is not going to be a great idea to suddenly stage all of these other, you know, false flags. Because you got to have secrecy and you got to have believability in order to just keep on staging one false flag after another. And if you look at InfoWars and a few other places and you see, wow, we're being exposed here completely. I mean, they're calling it like it is. Maybe we shouldn't be doing all of this because, frankly, we're not very good at it. And number two, if we get exposed on one after another, this whole operation could fall apart. Maybe we should back off here. So I'm not so sure that they're really going to follow up here with one insane false flag after another.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying because no one is buying this. Everyone is seeing through this. And like I said, I don't know who these groups are. They're professional military dressed up. And they've arrested a few of the low levels that were just patsies or decoys like spies like us. But there was real professional mechanized groups there. This didn't come out of the organic population or out of Trump. This came out of the deep state, and I think they're really scared that this was supposed to be a lot bigger, a lot worse, to smokescreen their operatives, but now everyone's watching all the video and figuring this out.
Yeah. They're very slow to catch on to the video hunters. The video hunters who are everywhere. You know, look at this frame. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? Oh, I saw him at a protest in Arizona, and I took his picture. Here he is. With a giant, whatever, Q sign. Uh-oh. Here's another guy who is this guy standing next to him? Oh, well, he was arrested over here. You know, all of this comes tumbling out. And
arrested and let go. They've got this Antifa leader that you mentioned saying, burn the Capitol down on video. He was released.
Yeah. You know, it's like the Keystone Cops. They just can't do anything but screw it up. They don't really know how to do it. This is, I mean, even if you look at the Reichstag fire of 1933.
It didn't go the way the Germans, well, because it's a fire drill. It's insane. I didn't know what to do trying to stop it. It was like, I mean, you're in a mob of 200,000 people. There's no, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you read accounts of people or listen to people who were actually there at the Capitol that day among the million or 2 million, whatever it was. And all they talk about is how peaceful it was, how friendly everybody was, how everybody was, you know, out there enjoying themselves. They
because
were there
that was the ocean of people, not seeing the 100 or so that went in. Exactly.
You know, that's the reality and the truth of it, and people know it. Even people on the left know it. You know, geez, I mean, this is, yeah, look at this. Okay, so all of a sudden, when I saw this on television, these people walking between the polls, you know, it was like, okay, they're taking a tour of the Capitol, and the cops are leading them. This is unbelievable. I mean, is this a break-in, or did they buy tickets to this? You know, is there a tour guide who's explaining what these statues are? It's all very peaceful. It lead them right up to the door of the chamber, and then all of a sudden, you know, the publicity on this is, oh, they would have destroyed the Capitol and killed everybody if we hadn't intervened, and they're the insurrectionists. And then, you know, the legislatures get up on their high horse, and all of a sudden,
exactly, maybe a few hundred people we estimate went in, and maybe a dozen got violent, and then the cops shot them and killed them. Or, I mean, literally, this is a joke. But here's the deal. They had pipe bombs. Q was there. They're people. They meant this to be a lot bigger. It just didn't go off.
Didn't go off. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about the sanctity of the people's house, as if the business that goes on in the Senate and the House of Representatives is absolutely sacred.
All they're doing is selling the country out to the globalists. Like, oh, our holy house. When they're burning your house down in Kenosha or your car dealership in Portland, that's okay. When your restaurant's getting shut or your books are being burned in Portland, that's okay. But now the sanctity of the house.
Exactly, the sanctity of the house. You can riot and burn and loot cities across America. We're never going to call that insurrection. Absolutely not. This is all very highly legitimate and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. You know, these communities and inner cities are the pawns in this game. They're being taken for a ride. You want to know the truth? If Antifa and BLM had their heads on straight, they would be out in the streets protesting drug cartels and banks, baby, because those are the people that are using them to distribute gangs, to distribute the drugs all over the country. This is what these gangs are
destroying. John Rappaport, stay there. We're right back in 2 minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.